Now, have you ever felt so hungry you said you'd eat rocks? Well, be careful the next time, unless you really mean it. River rocks with condiments and spices are now a trending dish in Asia. Videos of chef making stir-fried sudio, which is the name of the dish, are a hit on social media. It's sold at bustling night markets, cooked fresh from the riverbank, and is used in pranks. Some folks in the videos don't know what they're served and spit out that delicacy. A portion of it costs slightly over $2, but some people believe it's expensive as the ingredients can technically be reused. Sudio has its roots in the past, and no, ancient Asian chefs didn't go around picking up rocks to serve them as a delicacy. This tradition isn't about eating rocks, it's about using them to jazz up your soup game. And these aren't just any old rocks lying around. We're talking about those little ones you can find in freshwater streams and rivers full of fish. Centuries ago, when there were no to-go snacks or preservatives to keep food fresh for long, it was a real problem for people who had to move around a lot in boats, especially in the summer. Once they ran out of animals and vegetables, they had to get creative to make sure they had something to eat. They say sudio originated in a landlocked province, where sailors would embark on journeys that stretched for weeks and months down the river and were stranded without supplies. So, when fish wasn't on the menu, these savvy people turned to rocks and pebbles for a flavor boost. The rocks, after chilling in the company of fish, oysters, clams, and all things underwater, absorbed the taste of these delicious river inhabitants. Once they ended up in the cooking pot, they didn't transform into some muddy mess like you would think, but unleashed a burst of fishy goodness. Once motorized vessels came into the province and it became more economically developed, the dish lost its popularity. Hey, but now the world's hardest dish is back, and it seems to leave no one who tries it indifferent. Some say it's the perfect snack for fitness fans, as it has zero calories but comes with so many flavors. Others believe it's not hygienic, since you can throw the rocks back in the water and then take them out and cook them again. Whatever the case, the preparation process for this dish is quite a show. Ideally, you need to get fresh rocks for it right out of the river. If they stay out too long, they lose all the flavor. So these fresh rocks are fried in lard or animal or plant fat, and the flavor spreads to the oil as well. Then, cooks add garlic, ginger, chilies, shallots, onions, peppers, and whatever spices they might choose. The more veggies you add, the more it reminds you of a warm winter soup. Then the cooks top it off with some salt, black pepper, and chili flakes, and looky here, it's all done. Looks quite simple, so some TikTokers have already tried it at home before the whole craze about the dish. Now, one important note, if you want to try sudio, don't ever chew on the rocks. Slurp upon them, take the most of them, and then throw them away one by one. You can keep them as souvenirs or leave them on the plate. Once you're done with all the rocks, just eat what you have left on the plate as you would eat any other soup. The rocks should leave a distinctive fishy flavor, even once they're out. If you aren't ready to have rocks for lunch just yet, how about olive oil coffee for breakfast? This trending drink was made popular by Starbucks and is easy to recreate at home. If you think it's yucky to add fat to your coffee, chances are that you've already done that. Full-fat milk or heavy cream-based cold foam are all fat in your drink. In some countries, like Singapore, it's been traditional to add butter to coffee for decades. Fans of this drink claim that the caffeine absorbs all the fats in the butter, so it gets into your system slower, and this coffee keeps you energized for longer. Now, olive oil has long had a reputation as a healthy wonder maker, so when you consume it in any form, it enriches you with some vitamins and antioxidants. If you're worried that your drink will taste more like olive oil than coffee, opt for the dark roast. It has a more intense chocolatey flavor. Now, if you aren't a coffee drinker, maybe I can interest you in a glass of Pilk. The mix of Pepsi and milk became famous in the US after Lindsay Lohan presented the concept to the world in Pepsi's holiday season ad campaign. The internet couldn't leave this idea hanging, so people started trying it on TikTok and shared their reactions. In the ad, Pepsi is added to a glass of milk in it. In real life, users prefer to pour Pepsi with a handful of ice first and then spice it up with different kinds of milk, like oat and soy. Those who tried it agree that it's not bad, and some people say it's just like Pepsi, maybe a bit creamier. Are you hungry for a cookie by now? And not just any cookie, the Japanese wasp cookie. They're rice crackers with a smattering of wasps in every bite. This snack was invented by a local wasp fan club and cracker baker. Only the bad guys of the wasp world, digger wasps, are used for this peculiar snack. These wasps paralyze other insects to take them to their youngsters and feed them with that prey. But have no worries, they won't do you any bad after they're boiled, dried, and added to the rice cookie mix. People who've tried it share that it comes with a sweet and savory flavor, and the wasps taste somewhat like bitter burnt raisins. Mmm boy. Century eggs are another snack idea from Asia. Those are eggs that have been preserved for a long period of time in a special mix of clay, salt, wood ash, and quicklime. Over time, the outer egg white becomes dark brown or black and gelatinous, and the inner egg yolk turns dark green. Now, those aren't the most attractive-looking colors, but the egg has a rich flavor and is safe to eat. There are no bacteria or mold inside. The eggs usually come as an appetizer with soy sauce. They can be duck, quail, or chicken, and also go under the names of thousand-year eggs, millennium, or skin eggs. They're served as a delicacy for at least several centuries. Legend has it that there was a man who wanted to surprise the lady he liked with duck eggs he left outside for her. She hadn't found them in months, and it looks like when she did, they tasted better than ever. You first. If you ever find yourself in a market in South Korea and feel the smell of seafood with no actual seafood in sight, it must be the Beyondiji stand. It looks like coffee beans, but it's a type of insect, silkworm pupa. You can find it pretty much anywhere, from streets to grocery stores all across the country. It's normally boiled or steamed and tastes savory and a bit fishy. The snack has a crunchy outer shell, and the inside is juicy. There's a more popular salted and spiced version, although some vendors add sugar to it to create a candied version. Silkworms have played an important role in the local culture for centuries for their more obvious silk-making talents. Then, someone had the smart idea to also use them as an available source of protein for people in need. They say not everyone falls in love with it from the first bite, but you can slowly get used to it. Now it's mostly enjoyed by the older generations. That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.